Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 582. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. I've got a very strong message, a lot of Bible reading, and some music and letters. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this program. Father, anoint me. Let every word that comes out of my mouth be directly from your throne in heaven and your throne in my heart. And the throne, Lord, open the throne door of everybody's heart so that they can receive that which you want them to hear and receive today so that they can be blessed into the kingdom of God. For there's spiritual wickedness, armies of spiritual wickedness everywhere, in high places, celestial regions in this world, and in the prince of the air has these different satanic beings landing in our minds, giving us these different ideas and opinions of what we have been told by these demons that we were. There are some people in the world that are told that they are homosexuals and that they were that way when they were born. But this isn't true. What happened was a homosexual demon entered into them, but they themselves are not homosexuals. What they need to do is receive your word that this is a demon possession and they need to be rebuked and torn out of every person by, and this is done by your word. Your word is powerful, more powerful than any sword. That means more powerful than any word of Satan. And so, Lord, we are to protect our minds from allowing Satan to use our head for an airport, to land with this idea or this opinion, and to for us to just sit there and meditate on these things that these evil spirits in the air come into our minds. We need to show them the Word of God and to rebuke them with the Word of God and to tear it down. Father, we need to tear down every principality, against every power, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual armies of wickedness in high celestial regions of this world. Lord, we ask that you give people the knowledge to begin protecting their minds, because we're not to receive anything from Satan, but we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. And so therefore, Lord, I ask that you will open the hearts, souls, minds of everyone and let them receive strength from your word to battle against these spiritual armies of wickedness in high celestial regions. Father God, we ask that you rebuke all these armies of imps that are telling people that they're having a big fight against Satan, when all we have to do is receive your word and we shall live. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, we ask that you do this and rebuke Satan that is attacking us outwardly and inwardly. In the mighty name of Jesus, that souls may be saved and the church rescued and given more power, much more power. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, if we were doing this broadcast from the church, you'd hear more amens. But there's only maybe 20 or so people here, and it doesn't sound that loud. Now, we got Jake Hess here for you to sing "I've Got My Jesus," and that's enough. That's all we need is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right, people talk about you, Jake says here, but really he doesn't mind because he's got Jesus, and that's enough. That's Enough by Jake Hess.
Now there's all
always somebody laughing at me. Really, I don't mind. They always stop and try to block my progress most of the time.
But the mean things they say, they don't make me feel sad. I can't lose a friend that I never had.
I got the Lord, and that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
He raised me, and he saved me. He bought me, he taught me.
He's my keeper.
Oh, Jake, he's my guy.
And I can feel the Lord calling me right from my side. I got the Lord,
I got the Lord.
I got the Lord,
I got the Lord,
I got the Lord,
and that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
And I've so many times when I didn't have a dime, couldn't call on nobody but the Lord. You know he heard my plea, Jay came down to see about me, he's my all in all.
Now when they push me down, he picks me up. Stand by me when the going gets rough.
I got the Lord, and that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
He raised me, and he saved me. He bought me, he taught me. He's my keeper,
he's my guide.
And I can hear the Lord walking by my side. I got the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's such a real good song. I just had to sing along with it. I sing the bass part. I guess, yeah, hopefully you maybe didn't hear it, but I just had to sing. All right, now we've got some letters tonight. Where are the letters from? Where's the first one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay, what do they have to say in Malawi?
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings in the sweet name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Recently I've been thanking the Lord God through Jesus Christ for the grace and love from Him that is upon you and your ministries. May the Lord continually bless your ministries abundantly. I've read your literature entitled Dry Bones and God Has No Mother, and after reading them, they brought revival in my life. Surely from the first time I read them in June 2006 up until today, the Lord is still blessing me through these pieces of literature, and many people are repenting from the ministry I have founded.
Okay, people that are using these pieces of literature that the Lord has given me, what we ought to make sure that the literature room sends them many more, because they're out there on the front lines battling for human souls, battling the devil for human souls. Praise the Lord. Then what else? Send them more literature and different kinds. They should get maybe 15 or 20 or 30 even of the former pieces of literature that I've written, so that they can make a better selection of what they need on the front lines out there in Africa. Then what else? Or anywhere in the world. Go ahead.
Therefore, I need to be your partner in receiving more of your literature and working to distribute it in different places in Malawi. I am in Karanga, and all the areas within the Karanga district are hungry and thirsty for the gospel. I can also translate the English language into the Chichewa and Chitumbuka languages of Malawi. I beg you, Pastor Tony, to send me a Bible, and please pray for me that the Lord God may bless me financially to reach many different places with the gospel, that people may be saved through Christ indeed. I never forget you and your ministries in my prayer petitions. Yours in Christ, Pastor Bernard Mashani from Karanga, Malawi, Africa.
Praise the Lord. All right, yes, send plenty of literature to him, and Messiah books, you know, everything, okay, Bibles. Okay, where's the next one from?
Zambia, Africa.
Zambia, Africa. Okay, you know, a lot of people say, that what about all these people in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa? You know, what about them? How, how is God going to send them to hell if they don't know the scriptures? Well, if you were so worried about them, why don't you get saved and go over there and talk to them about the Lord, preach the gospel to them? But those people in Africa, they're very close to Israel, and they know the Bible better than the people here in the United States, and they're far more zealous. And they're going to be blessed. What an upset eternity is going to be. What an upset judgment is going to be. The people that most people think are going to be there will not be there in heaven, but the people that everyone thinks is going to be in heaven, many of them will be in the lake of fire, grinding their teeth and chewing on their tongue for pain. Okay, what else?
Dear Pastor Lamo, greetings to you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How are you, my beloved and trusted pastor? I'm hoping and trusting the Almighty is keeping you well. Back to me, I'm in good health. Thank you for sending us your wonderful literature. Me and my team distributed the literature to the people in different places around our area, and many were blessed and embraced the Word of God. We are praying for you and your ministry. Please continue to pray for us. Pastor, I want to come and visit the Tony Lamo Ministries. God richly bless you and your ministry. Yours in Christ's service, Pastor Nasser Hamalil from Copper Belt, Zambia, Africa.
Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of these African people would come into prison. I was in prison for the gospel. They railroaded me on a false IRS charge, and there was a whole plane load, actually plane loads of Africans that came into prison. What for, I have no idea, but they were, I said, you know, how bad are those jungles over there? So we don't have any jungles in Africa. And you people are saying the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa. If you ever seen pictures of Africa, it's like the Great Plains with nothing on it. You can see for miles, there's no jungle. Jungles are in South America, in Central America, and Mexico, and places like that. There's even a few of them here in the United States, but not in Africa. So stop saying, what about the people in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa? Amen?
Amen.
That just makes me sick to my stomach. All right, now then, Sharon, we've got some scriptures here to read. Where did we leave off yesterday? In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. We were talking about the promises of the Lord to those that do well, and then we have we were into the promises of the Lord to those that do evil, and say, well, how can we stop from doing evil? Only when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ are you able to enter into power, into grace or power that gives you God's strength in you. As a matter of fact, we become the actual body or the fullness of God when we enter into his salvation through Christ. And so God saves our soul through Christ. And who is Christ? But he is the Savior of the world. He's also the Word of God. And the Word of God is spirit and it's life. And so when you receive it, you're receiving God's spirit and God's immortal life. And you have to receive it on a daily basis because that's the food. He is the bread of life, and the Word of God is the bread of life for our souls, for our spirits, and eventually for our bodies. Okay, now where these are the promises that God says he'll curse people that don't keep his commandments. He said, if you keep my commandments, all these blessings will happen to you. All right, we read those, and they said, if you will not hearken unto the Lord Jesus Christ, if they have the Word of God, well then, here are all the curses that will come unto you, and I'm promising them. And you can see billions of people under curses today. I wonder what it's going to take to wake people up to realize that you people are bringing it on yourself. You think that God is bad. No, God can't stand sin. He doesn't like sin at all. And when he keeps telling you that he doesn't, and you keep believing these false prophets on television programs that say, God will let you, he says, you can sin yesterday, today, and forever. That's a lie. When he cleans up your sins, that's it. You're not to sin anymore, because the wages of sin, the payday that you're going to receive, is death. Now, you know, we were reading in Joshua of how that God was telling people to go into Israel, into the Promised Land, rather. It was Africa. And take it away from them and kill those people, because what they're doing is slaughtering their own children. They're just like the people in the United States and around the world are doing the same thing. They're murdering their own children before they're born. And they are children, otherwise they wouldn't be growing in their mother's stomach. Anything that's dead will not grow. So they're alive. And why would you have to kill it if it wasn't, murder it if it wasn't alive? Amen?
Amen?
You're murdering them because they are alive. And therefore, you are bringing condemnation and wrath of God down on your heads. Now, God told the Jews to go into the Promised Land and kill those people for murdering. Now, this was planned. The abortion is planned first-degree murder. And the penalty for that is death. You're to be stoned to death if you murder anybody. If it's accidental, well, then the Lord has lenience on that. But there's no place in the Bible where the Lord says, well, you know, we'll take him into a psychologist and see if they were in their right mind. And then if they're not, well, then we'll give them life without any possibility or parole. And then some of them, we'll give them 15 years. No, it doesn't make any difference if you're underage or what they consider underage. In Israel, a man, a boy becomes a man at the age of what?
13.
So, you know, and the Jews are the ones that know God. They knew God, and the Lord told them that 13 is the age when a man reaches manhood. But the Antichrist says men become men at 18 years old, and women become women at 18 years old. Women become women at the age of puberty. And it doesn't make any difference what the devil says. Everybody should know that he's a liar and the father of it. And so, you know, everything is twisted around. And so when people murder somebody, God doesn't care whether you're nuts or what. You get the death penalty. But they say, well, there's so many people that were given the death penalty that, and they found out later that they were innocent. No, when it comes to the fact that they definitely confessed the sin and that's proven, those people must be killed. Not murdered, because that's the penalty. Otherwise, we have a lawless society, and people go out. And if they think they're under 14 or 14 years old or under, that they don't have to be tried as an adult. And they say, oh, that's so bad to make a person that murdered a little baby girl at 8 years old that they don't have to go to prison for life. They should be killed. Okay, this is what the Bible, this is the not only the recommendation of the Lord, but it is the commandment of the Lord. And if we don't kill murderers, well, then the blood of the people's souls are on the land. That's why the Lord says you have to put away murderers in Israel, because there'll be the blood of those people's souls are on Israel. And the Lord will start pouring plagues out on the people that ignore his law. Now, his laws are easy to keep. There's all kinds of these people that say, yes, I murdered this person. I murdered them, and you know, because they did this or that. There's no excuse for it. Amen?
Amen.
You have to go to court. And even though the courts are jacked up, the judges are all crazy in their heads. And they're sinners, just like the people that are going in for murder. Now, they have murdered a lot of people on purpose, because maybe they were Jewish or Christians and they didn't like them, or black people, and they throw the book at them when they know for sure that they're innocent. And the same thing goes with juries. Juries, you know, the prosecutor can come up and say, Tony Alamo lives luxurious, which I didn't. I wasn't. And then they say all kinds of other things. How do you live luxurious when they're using every kind of slander against you? They're putting you in jail many times and taking you to court on so many false charges. If you listen to the program all the time, you realize that when you could hear Scott, Scott Gregory, when he was on my program a couple of nights ago, that you could tell that he was telling the truth. He says, I can't even remember all the different accusations they had against you. And he says, all of them were false because I was living right in the same house with you and I knew better than that. And there's all kinds of people that live around me. I don't go anywhere and I don't do anything. Everybody knows there's office workers and all that that are around me all day long. And they know that I'm not doing the things that I'm being accused of by this satanic Antichrist government. But at any rate, God has got promises for them too, those that slander and they make a lie. The Bible says that all those that love and make a lie, they make up stuff on you, they're going to the lake of fire themselves. They're going with the people that are whoremongers, adulterers, fornicators, homosexuals, lesbians. They're all going unless they repent. And don't let the people out there that are homosexuals, don't let anybody tell you that you were once a homosexual. If you took a demon of homosexual in you, it's the homosexual demon or the lesbian demon that's in you. But the Lord, when you read his word, casts that out. And so many people, after they get saved, they say, I keep wondering, you know, if I'm going to be able to stand. They lack faith in the Word of God. The Word of God is able to make the weakest of people, if they receive it, to stand. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, let's continue on with the promises of the curses that God promises to those that don't receive. They love the lawless society. They don't like, we want to smoke pot, we want to snort cocaine, we want to commit adultery and fornication, we want to look at pornography, we want to, if somebody ticks us off, we want to be able to murder them. When we make a woman pregnant or a young girl, we want to tell her to go in and get an abortion. You murderers! You want a lawless society. You love lawlessness, but the Lord is all judgment. All of his ways are judgment, and he judges according to his law. And if you say the law is done away with, you'll find out at the judgment bar of God that the law is not done away with and that God doesn't lie or, kid around. When he tells you that you're going to be judged according to the word of God, believe it. Because if you don't believe that, then you're going to hell. I mean, how could you want to go to hell in the lake of fire? You must be insane. Well, start reading some of these. Continue on with the promises of the curses. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse what?
42.
42. Okay, go ahead.
All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume.
He says that you can grow a lot of fruit trees and everything, and you're going to think you're going to bring a harvest. But God will send locusts in to devour everything so that you can't make any money. Well, I hate God because of that. Well, it shows that you hate God. God is the Word of God. And so that isn't going to do you any good to hate God. It doesn't hurt God at all. He's got it made. He's in heaven. He's going to be there forevermore. It's going to hurt you if you think that taking your having the locusts come in and consume your trees and your vegetables and fruit, that's bad. That's nothing in comparison to living an eternity in the pit of hell and then be thrown into the lake of fire, where it's indescribable how wicked it is there, how evil and how horrifying it is. Then what?
Verse 43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low.
And that's what's happened. These strangers have come into the United States. the Japanese, the Germans, the Chinese, and they're buying up all the major properties in this country, and you people are like, your houses, you're losing them. You don't have jobs. You can't make any money anymore because strangers have taken out. This is a curse. The curse of the Chinese. The Japanese are making our cars. The Chinese are making all the clothes. JCPenney, Sears, and all those people are buying clothes from China because of the unions in the United States of America. The unions, which are diabolical here in the United States, have raised the cost of labor so high that we can't compete with these people overseas that are feeding their laborers a bowl of rice maybe two times a day, sometimes only once, and they live in like little slots. They got like six or seven slots, and they just slide into these places where they sleep at nighttime. And they don't have any labor laws over there. They don't pay them any. They slave labor over there. Over here, if they cut the price of labor down, you know, about half or more, everybody, and then the recession would go away, and we would be able to open up businesses again. We would be able to hire all kinds of people to work in the sewing, on sewing machines and everything, and we could compete with the Japanese and the Chinese. But this is done on purpose. This is the world government cheating the Americans out of all of their properties and out of their jobs. It's the labor unions and also the Department of Labor, which is an antichrist section of the government. So if the Labor Department doesn't get you, well, then the unions will. And if you don't join the union, say you own a business, a restaurant, or a hotel, and you want to join the unions because you have to pay your employees so much money that you couldn't make any money, you'd have to charge your patrons that patronize your restaurant or your hotel, you'd have to pay them about $100 a day or something like that. So you'd have to raise the rent on all the people, and the people will go to Chinese hotels that are owned by Chinese people or Japanese people because they can afford. They hire slave labor, and they're able to just slaughter us in the United States. And the government is the cause of it, and the government is run by Rome, the Pope. And so this is the big thing. They're saying, we're going to give you some more tax money. We're going to give you a tax break while they're running for president. And then all of a sudden, look at what the Bush promised us, everything. And look at the inflation has gone so high that many people can't even drive their cars back and forth to work. People would be better off riding horses in some cases, if they had a place for the horses to be during the time that they're inside working. They have destroyed the United States of America. And on top of that, the only jobs that are available are Army, Navy, Marines, or the United Nations Army. They don't allow you to call it Army, Navy, U.S. Army, U.S. Marines, or U.S. Navy. You are now part of the United Nations. But we should have stuck with one nation, uno, one. One nation under God, instead of uniting ourselves with all these third world nations, and now they've made us, because that's the Pope's idea of how to strip America out of money and how to food and to destroy everybody and get them out of their houses, so that it's making a mock out of the United States of America and the people in the world, because they don't listen to God, are so stupid that they don't even know what's happened to them. The people in the United States haven't woke up yet. There's so many angles that they have destroyed this country with that the time doesn't permit me to tell many of them on this program. But over the years, I have told people, they stopped people from drilling oil, and now we're at the mercy of these Arabs. which is all part of the places, Iraq and Iran and all the Arabic countries over there. And here we have to cart all that oil over here and pay the tremendous prices for it when there's plenty of oil out here in the United States of America. And so a division of the United States of America stated that we have to keep everything clean here. Well, the Lord is mocking those people by destroying cities and scattering the rubbish all over the place in people's homes and everything. Because why? Because you believe the devil. And this is why God is sending these curses down on you. He's let strangers come into the United States of America, and they're buying up all the major properties. And pretty soon they're going to tell you, no, you got to work like us gooks. You have to. We'll give you a bowl of rice and maybe a little bit of beef gravy over the top of it or something, and you'll be happy to get it because you're so stupid, okay? And you're so ungodly that you don't want to live. That's the highest form of stupidity, is to turn God's law away, his word, his rules, his regulations, and that's stupid to not keep his commandments. That's the highest form of stupidity in the world, and ungodliness, because you've traded the things that God has blessed us with when we were singing God Bless America. I'm a patriotic person. The way that the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution tells us to be. But they've taken, you've let the Antichrist take all these things from you, and then you're blaming it on God. Now, you're the weasels that have allowed this to happen. You haven't got a gut on your body or in your body. You've allowed them to come and take this country away just like a devil-possessed man would take candy away from a baby. And you think you're so intelligent. You see people on television joking about it and everything. Yeah, it's crazy. You're nuts. Okay, let's... And so you wonder, well, God is bad because he's going to curse us. You better believe he's going to curse you. And can't you see that he's doing it just exactly the way he's saying it in these scriptures? If you can't, you're crazier than I even thought. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 44. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail.
Yeah. You people are the tail now. Do you know that we used to be number one, numero uno, and now we're about the 34th or 40th in world power now. With the exception, they're using our men as cannon fodder. In other words, to be shot at and killed. They don't even give them enough bullets to fight with. And then you got a bunch of crazies that are saying, oh, just pray for our boys. No, you should make a stand and tell them you're not going to fight their battles and get the United States out of the UN. Because if you don't, it's too late for you. You have to make a stand for God. Okay, then what else?
Verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed.
Right, this country is destroyed right now. Everybody, you're being put out of your houses. And then the government is making it sound to you as though they're doing you a favor by giving you $1,500. $1,500 today doesn't amount to hardly anything. It'd make you eat for maybe a month and pay your light bills, and now they'll get it all back with the high price of gas and everything. It's over $3.50, $4, some places $5 a gallon. Then what?
Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Yeah, because you're not paying any attention to what he says in his word. Then what?
To keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. Verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever.
Yeah, forever. Your children are going to, they're not going to have any money. No money, no stinking money, senors and senoras. What, oh, what are you going to do? Okay, then what?
Verse 47, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart.
No, it would be a drudgery for you, drudgery to serve the Lord, not a joy to serve with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, because the Lord will give you plenty. Even during the others will be losing their houses and everything, and you'll have everything. You won't have any worries about houses or your light bill or your gas bill or anything. We don't worry about that over here. You're the ones that worry about that. And we don't want any $1,500 from the government. Take your money and perish with it. Okay? You took the United States, you stinking satanic, anti-Christ, Roman Catholic weasels. All right, then what?
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're in here, you're working for the Japs now. They used to be our enemies. There was so much brainwash against them when I was a kid that every time I saw one of them, I wanted to get my rifle. Amen? I don't have rifles anymore because, as I said, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual. I'll read that again. I love that scripture. That's why we don't have guns, bullets, bombs, or knives or anything like that. Ephesians 6:12. Because we listen to the word of God. And therefore, no one can blame us. You can say it all the time, but we do not have weapons. This Antichrist government has raided our place on many occasions, and they found no weapons whatsoever. They even tried to plant weapons on our property. And they tried to plant narcotics, but we saw them, and we took pictures of it, and we had the pictures, and there's no way that they can accuse us of anything like that. We're totally against drugs. And we're totally against Clinton and the government bringing drugs into this country. Now they've got every one of you supposedly what they call high, so that you don't even know what's going on. You can't even hold a decent thought. But us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual armies of imps, armies of wickedness in high celestial or regions in this universe, because Satan is the prince of the air. And every high thing that exalts itself, every demon that is bombarding everybody and making them believe that the things that they're being told in the media by the Antichrist international government headed by the Pope in Rome, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God said, no abortions, no weapons of warfare, and brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge, by the word of God, all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You're not to call the world to order until you get obedient with the Lord. Because when you try to bring the world to order and you're out of order, then you're a hypocrite. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee.
And that's what you're doing. You're working in Japanese plants, Chinese plants, and German plants, and Italian plants, different factories. You're serving your former enemies. Don't you remember? Some of you people should read your history books. How that Germany and Japan were our enemies. And the Chinese, except for Chiang Kai-shek, were our enemies. But now, it doesn't make any difference if they are our enemies. We have to preach the word of God to them and to tell them to straighten out. These big factories, you people, you Japanese, you Chinese, you better repent and get with us, or else God is going to destroy your plants. He'll destroy your whole country. And you've seen some of that already, and there's going to be more. You don't call it Mother Nature because it's God. He promises. Can't you hear these promises from the Lord? Okay, well then, wise up, repent, and believe the word of God, for you will perish. You live only by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. Then what?
In hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Verse 49.
God is going to destroy you. Not Mother Nature. Can't you get it? Don't you understand it? It isn't Mother Nature, kids. Okay, then what?
The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth.
Yeah, did you ever notice about these people that have infiltrated our government that call us the United States government, and when they're really Rome, it's coming from the Arabic countries, it's coming from Iraq, Iran, and all over the world. The Chinese are rising up against us. The Russians. Don't you get it? How do we get rid of all these people, all these foreigners that are coming against the once number one country in the whole world? We get back to God. It's so simple that the simplicity of the gospel has always astounded people. That's why the Lord says he mocks the adults by saying, suffer the little children to come unto me, for they understand me. It's simple. It's simple. You'll get cursed if you go against my word. Isn't that simple?
Yes.
And I'll bring you back your power and authority if you'll come unto me. Now, who could ever deny a promise or refuse a promise like that? It's getting worse, people, and this Obama or whatever his name is, and especially Clinton and all these people, they're not going to do anything. It's going to get so bad that it's unbelievable. They're up there play-acting, telling you, I'm going to make sure that there's a chicken in every pot and turkey in the straw, and thank God you're a country boy and all this kind of stuff. You're not going to get anything from them but trouble. Because they're dyed in the wool against you. They want to be the elite. They're exalting themselves, and they will be abased. Okay, then what?
A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50.
Yeah, I don't understand all these gook languages. And now they are forcing us to learn the metric system and all this kind of stuff. I'm an American. I know weights and measures. I know that 16 ounces to a pound, 2 pints to a quart, a pint is a pound. I know all these things. I don't want to learn some foreign or European language from the European bankers that is headed by Rome. I don't want to learn that garbage, and I don't want my kids to learn it. Well, everything's going to the metric system, and everything is going by liters and all this stuff. Man, get out of my face with that stuff. When we were using our own weights and measures, we were number one. Amen?
Amen.
Now when you think that these people are better and smarter than us, since when? So there's still some of us around that know what you weasels are doing to this country. And one thing for sure is you don't have me fooled. And you know it. And the rest of you people in the United States, wake up and divorce. Make the country divorce themselves from the United Nations. And we have plenty of resources right here. And anybody that's in office, get rid of them if they won't let us drill our own oil. This is survival now, kids, okay? If you want to survive, you better do that, because they're milking you dry and they're killing our boys. All right? Now, if somebody attacks us, yes, I would say defend. But they, those people never attacked us first. That was a false accusations that Bush told that it was them. Bush knew about this that was happening. Clinton knew about it. All the elite, what they call themselves, knew about these things. But there's nothing to what they're telling you. It's a lie. They're all liars. Okay, keep going.
A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
No, there's do they pay any, they favor the young? No, how many do they murder every year? Isn't it 50 million or something like that? 50 million babies they murder every year. So this curse has come upon our nation. And then the euthanasia, you can go in hospitals and you say, do not feed this person. Do not feed this person. Don't give him water. Don't give him any medicine or anything. Let him die, they say, with dignity. Instead of, I said, let me go in and pray for him. The Lord will heal them if they believe. And they don't want that. They hate God. They hate his healing powers. They hate his miracles. They hate his children. They hate the Bible. And this is this strange nation has brought all this about. How much longer are you going to serve Satan and follow Satan's orders? Okay, then what?
Verse 51, and he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land.
They're already doing it. They own all the major properties, and they are importing stuff here, and they're charging so much for fertilizer and farm labor and everything over here that the farms are going broke. Seed costs too much money. Water costs too much money to water your properties, because this is Antichrist, satanic, Roman Catholic cult government. The one world government. This is not anything that is blessing to you here in the United States or any country for that matter. You have to turn your back on them and turn to the Lord and receive the Lord. Amen. And his word. Otherwise, we don't have a chance. Okay? Now go ahead and read more, please.
Until thou be destroyed.
Yes, we are being destroyed. And you want to know something? There's so many people that don't know what's happening to them. And so they figure, we can't handle this anymore. So they're taking drugs. And when the drugs don't ease their pain, when they get off the drugs, they haven't got enough money to pay for more drugs, they put a bullet in their head. They're committing suicide by the millions. And this is what and they're all the time in the Vatican, they're clapping their hands. Satan, who is the prince of the air, is clapping his hands sitting on telephone wires and mocking you and sticking his tongue out at you, idiots. Okay, then what?
Which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kine, or flocks of thy sheep.
Yeah, now that what they're doing is they're making this gasoline out of corn and everything, and the price of corn has gone sky high now, and they can't pay for enough for it to feed the cattle. And it's a vicious circle, because when people listen to Satan, everything goes down the drain. Yeah, you're all going down the toilet, and the terrible thing about it is that you don't know it. You're gone. Your minds are gone. First of all, they brought the drugs in and drugged you all up, and now you're hooked. And everybody, and the media made it look as though it's a smart thing to get high on cocaine. This is the rich man's and the yuppies' drugs. But, and if you have to, you smoke pot. But people now are getting desperate. They haven't even got enough money to pay for it, and so they're starting to rob people. And now they're getting thrown in prison. They can't build prisons fast enough to accommodate all the people that don't have work anymore. Get back to God. Look, you know what we do when people get back to God and they really want to serve the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength? We have houses here and apartments and all sorts of places for you to live, and houses, and we feed three meals a day, and plus everybody has a refrigerator, Everybody has a stove in their living facility. It's not like a massive amount of people. It's like a family lives in one place. And each family has their own little place to live in. Some of them are larger than others, depending on how big their family is. And they don't have to pay utilities or anything like that. I mean, there is a place here on this earth that gives, that provides everything for you, because the Lord provides it for us. And so that's why there's not another church like this on the face of this earth. All right? It's just too hard to believe. And they say, well, if it's too hard to believe, then probably it's not real, you know. But this place is. And otherwise, you wouldn't see people like Scott Gregory coming back to this church after 25 years. He said he was stupid at the time, 22 years old. He was naive and full of pride and thought that he could make it out in the world. But after 25 years of trying out there and he not being successful at all, he called up and asked if he could come back. He said, I've tried everything and it doesn't work. You've treated me better than my own family, my own dad and my mother. And he says, I'd like to come back if you'll let me, Tony. I said, come on, Scott, come on back. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and so now he's happy. He doesn't have a worry in the world, except he just wants to read and pray and serve the Lord. Then what? And that's all you need to do. And you've got it made from that day forward. Okay, go ahead.
Until he have destroyed thee, verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land.
Yeah, you trusted in that you had a house to live in, and now look at, there's millions of people that are being put out of their houses. Your walls have come down. You don't have a place to park yourself. They take your bed away from you. Then what else?
And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee.
Okay, this doesn't happen to people that are serving the Lord, because we fall under the blessings. You people that don't follow the Lord, you reject him, this applies to you. And right now, my time is up, and we'll carry on with this again tomorrow. But right now, I mean, the Lord wants you to join the army of the Lord. He wants to bless you, and he does. You could say, all right, Lord, I've been stupid all these years, like Scott Gregory said, and many others that have come back, and many others that are in the world. They say, we tried everything, it doesn't work. And all it is sin, Satan, and the world out there with all the lusts. And we're tired of it. And we see that we're not blessed. Some people get to the point where they realize that they're not blessed anymore at all. And so they come and get saved. And that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. And so, look, ask the Lord to enter into your heart right now. Say to him, this is what they call the sinner's prayer to God. Say it. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Your word says that all that come unto you that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Now just praise and thank the Lord. And read your King James Version of the Bible, not the New King James, but the old one. There's so many mistakes in all the other versions and evil things. So, Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 582. It's free of charge.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and I've shown you a solution to all the problems of the world today. This is the solution. So just praise and thank the Lord. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message that will ease your soul and give you peace and rest and salvation. And this is Rovan. This is a man that was on my record label. I discovered him. And he's singing for you here the Lord's Prayer.
Deliver us from evil, for thine